In Dublin, a girl and a woman are being treated for serious injuries. The scene in the city centre remains sealed off. Local politician for the area and Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald says the community's in shock.
There aren't actually words to describe how numbed people feel. This doesn't happen in our city at a school as kids are being collected.
Ireland's Prime Minister says police have detained a suspect following the lunchtime attack. A timeframe's been set for the release of some hostages seized by Hamas on October the 7th. The first 13 will be freed from captivity in Gaza tomorrow afternoon, 7 hours after a four-day pause in fighting begins. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the military offensive will go on after that.
We hope to get this first tranche out, and then we're committed to getting everyone out, but we'll continue with our war aims, namely to eradicate Hamas. There's no hope for peace if we don't eradicate this murderous movement.
Israel has detained the director of Gaza's biggest hospital. Hamas denies operating a command centre underneath Al-Shifa. Revised figures show UK net migration last year hit a new record high. Downing Street admits the number, 745,000, is too high. A man's been charged with murder after a pedestrian was run over in Sussex. 24-year-old Jack Field died in Hailsham on Saturday night. 26-year-old Kyle Dumble of no fixed address is also accused of three other offences. The energy regulators announced the typical annual household bill will rise by 5% or £8 a month from January. Ofgem says the increase is reflecting higher wholesale costs. And new research from Consumer Group Which shows Black Friday discounts on holidays are likely to be genuine. It's in contrast with prices for tech products and home appliances, with just 2% of them at their cheapest. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
Thanks, Faye.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this evening we'll start with dry conditions and widespread clear spells. Thick cloud will drift in from the north later on, though, bringing spells of light rain. Variable clouds and clear spells towards dawn, with highs still here at Brentwood of 9 and overnight lows of 5.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
I don't know why. Here we go. Michelle is back in the studio. Welcome, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, all good. All good. Now you're here brightening up this very dreary evening, actually. Hang on. You said that we should just be friends while I came up with that line, and I'm sure. Now, if you've tuned in for the first time, this is actually Michelle's theme tune. Don't hold your breath. I'm sure Mickey Bubbles would love that. Right, so Michelle, come on, how you been?
Good, good. It's gorgeous out there. I know, oh. It's really dark, but the moon is beautiful. Oh. I was thinking that on the drive over here.
Oh, is
here.
It? I'm not saying
it's
that.
It's gorgeous. Yeah, it's not quite full, but it's that nice bluey, dark blue color of the sky and the moon. And
I might try and take some photographs later, but enough of me. Come on, what have you got for us today? Give us a sneak idea.
We were talking about the weather, and then you're talking about it being warm overnight. Oh, come on. Anyways, but in the summertime, we did some breath work to help keep us cool. So I thought, now that the weather is meant to dip down, I was watching the weatherman on the TV today, and they're talking about all these northern fronts coming in and making it cold. So I thought, actually, let's do some breath work, not only just to keep us calm, but to actually help warm us up. Because I know if your house is anything like mine, it's probably freezing cold. My husband doesn't like to turn on the heat. My friend was over yesterday and I'm like, it's freezing. He controls the hive. I said, he was over in Japan and I had the heat on the other week and my husband turned it down from Japan. All of a sudden, I'm like, it's really cold in the house. And I message him, like, are you controlling the heat from Japan? He goes, maybe.
Oh.
I was like, right, I know it's 25 degrees there, but it is not that over here in England. So, I know. Welcome to my life. And everyone always goes, oh, but you're Canadian. You should be used to the cold. I'm like, well, I'm used to well-insulated
homes. You know what? We have a little peek inside Michelle's window. More and more we get to learn about her every week. So there you go.
Yes. Can you believe it? Anyways, the authorities are going to be called now. So let's talk about the breath. So this... Sorry, I'm cry laughing now. Anyways, Ujjayi breath is what it's called. Is what it's technically
Ujjayi.
Called. Ujjayi. Yeah, okay. It's Sanskrit. Look at that. You can speak Sanskrit.
There we go. Ujjayi.
Ujjayi. It's also known as ocean breath. And also, funny enough, it's also known as snoring breath, which you'll understand why when we go deeper into this. Again, like I said, all breath, when we do breath work is calming. It's good. Mm. It's one of the eight limbs of yoga. So yoga isn't just yoga poses. We've talked about that. Mm. One of the eight limbs is breath work. Again, I cannot stop crying. Sorry, Joe's laughing at me now, and I'm like laughing.
I never laugh at you. I always laugh with you.
Yeah. I'm clapping here. Mm. Right. Reset. So we're going to do some Ujjayi breathing to help keep us warm. And let's get started.
Right. Okay, here we go.
Don't laugh.
I'm not laughing. No.
Don't make me laugh.
No, okay.
Because it'll start crying all again. Right. So the first thing we're going to do, we've done this before where we just do breathing through the mouth. So we're inhaling, and it makes an ocean breath if you breathe in and out through the mouth. So we can just nice and gently go inhale and exhale. So you can do it this way wherever you're at, listening in. So breathing in through the mouth. And breathing out. Yeah. I don't know if the listeners can hear that. It's the neck ones that I'm worried about. Mm. So obviously that sounds a bit like the ocean. That's why we call it ocean breath.
Oh, let's get that. Yeah.
Good. So that's step one. And again, so I'm going to walk you through it. You can stop wherever you're at or however you feel. So the next thing is to imagine you've got a mirror in front of you. And you're going to fog up the mirror. You know when...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that. Yeah. I'm sure we've done this.
To check if you're not a vampire.
Yeah, that's... that what it is? This time you breathe in through the mouth. And then this time it's that breathing. And imagine you're fogging up the mirror.
Yeah.
Right? So when you're doing that, when you're breathing out fogging, your throat kind of closes, constricts a bit, right?
Yeah.
So if you try it, you like breathe out.
Yeah, got that.
Good.
Yeah.
So that's the effect we want. So we want that throat kind of closing a bit.
Yeah.
And so if you're good with that, the next step is trying to do that in and out. So you're like...
Maybe we should have done this on Halloween.
Yeah. Anyways. So you can start hearing why it's called snoring breath.
Yeah, now I can feel the warmth on my hand as well. Good. Yeah.
So your partner, husband, whoever... They probably sound like that when they start falling asleep at.
Yes. Mine does.
Right? Yeah. It's always a sure sign the person next to you is falling asleep. They start making that noise. So that's why it's called snoring breath. Can you see it now, Zach?
It's a bit triggering.
Sorry. And then the last step, so you can stay there until you're practicing with the mouth open, doing the in and out. And the last bit, once you've sussed that, you can try it with the nose.
All right.
So you close the mouth and you try the same thing that you're breathing in and breathing out.
Oh, I see. So you've still got that sort of noise thing going on as well.
That's it.
I've got, yeah, so it is warmer as well, right?
Yeah. So the more you do it, it's warming the belly, warming the inside, and you do start building some internal heat with it. So if, you know, you live in my household... I do it quite often.
Wherever your husband is, he's turning it down to -2 to save, on the bills.
It's when I can see my breath first thing in the morning. Yeah. I'm like,
Oh, that's brilliant. So that is just a basically, again, you don't have to sort of breathe the same length of time that Michelle was breathing. It's, you know, if you've got issues and things like that or any health issues, then you can just do it to, even if it's a fraction of a second.
But it
still helps out.
And it does. So. And I've said this before, and it's a muscle in your body. You're exercising. Yeah. So even if you've got COPD or you've got asthma, you can work on it. Like, it's like any muscle we're working on. So it's... starting baby steps, small little breaths, like you said, and over time, the more you practice, the longer your inhales and exhales get.
Love that. Yeah. Well, I should have lined up. Is that it? Sorry, I've cut you off there. Are you all done?
Oh, I thought you were going to have more jokes.
No. I've tried to be good today.
Look
no.
at that. I'm bang on time.
You're bang on time as well, yeah. So Michelle, where can we find you again?
So you can find me on my you can find me on Insta at Midlife and Michelle. And you can also...
I'm going to breathe.
Yeah, I am definitely in my midlife. So Midlife and Michelle is my Insta handle on Facebook. And you can find me at Anna Hatha Yoga. And on the internet, it's www.annahathayoga.co.uk. And you can find me here in Brentwood as well, teaching yoga classes at the Better Gym and soon to be Anytime Fitness whenever they open.
So you're everywhere.
I am everywhere.
Do you ever get time at home? Maybe that's why your husband is turning the heating down because you're never at home.
He thinks I'm not at home.
Yeah, Michelle, listen, thanks ever so much for that. Always appreciate you coming in. Our song today is...
Shine.
Yay! See you soon.
See ya.
You're such a big star to me. You're everything I want to be. But you're stuck in a hole, and I want you to get out. I don't know what there is to see, but I know it's time for you to leave. We're all just pushing along, trying to figure it out. Out, out, out. All your anticipation pulls you down. When you can have it all, you can have it all. On yourself, it's not good for your health. I know that you can change, so clear your head and come round. You only have to open your eyes, you might just get a big surprise.
Shine, take that. And if you've missed Michelle, you'll be able to catch up. The episode will be up by tomorrow night. But if you want to catch up on the other 22 times that Michelle's been in the studio. Yes, 2222. You can go to phoenixfm.com, go to Joe Bailey or Drive, and you can just catch up with all of them. They're ready to download, or you can listen straight from the website as well. Now, coming up after the break, we've got an absolute classic from Kinks.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
I met her in the club down in Otoho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola. L-O-L-A, Lola. Lola, Lola, Lola. Well, I'm not the world's most physical guy, but when she squeezed me tight she nearly broke my spine.
Mola. Love that song. I forget how long it is. That's over 4 minutes. That's unusual, isn't it, for the 60s? That was Lola by the Kinks. Now, we are going to have another track. It's a brand new track-ish from Softlad, a.k.a. Sophie Galpin. Now, she was a key member, really, of Self Esteem's band. She's been, like, backing tracks, and she's a multi-instrumentalist. I play for so many other bands as well. But this track is from her EP, Give It A Go. Now, it was only released just at the beginning of November. And out of the five-track EP, there's a track there. It says Moona. It stands out for me, as you know. We do love Moona here on Drive. And so I guessed as well, then she's a huge fan of the band. Unfortunately, can't play that one. But out of the five-track EP, I think the one that really stands out for me is this coming track. I think it really sums up that everything that Softlad is. Loving this track. It's 365.
I want you to wrap your love around me, but it wasn't always this way. 'Cause I've been hurt, I've been broken, licking my wounds in the shade. So if you want me, gotta really want me, 'cause I'm used to running away. You're so heavenly, so divine, and now I can't believe that you're all mine. Slow and steadily, we took our time. It's a ride, 365. I wish I'd woken up sooner, shed all my skin from the past. You're 2020 on my 30s.
Softlad 365. Absolutely brilliant. You can find her everywhere as well. If you put Softlad bangers, then you will always find her all over the web. Right, now, taking us up to the travel, we've got a town called Malice with a jam. Got a couple of events coming up as well in the next half an hour.
Stop dreaming of the
called Malice with Jam. And I've got travel coming up now. There's quite a bit going on the roads, but not unexpectedly stuff as well. Now, don't forget, it is Doctor Who Day. Now, if you've joined me from the beginning of the show, I hope you've been taking note of all the kind of tenuous links to songs that I've played that could be linked to any of the Doctor Who's. Anyway, here's the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, the M25 clockwise, one lane is closed due to the broken down vehicle before Junction 27 on the M11. The congestion's now back. It's flashing in front of my eyes to Junction 25 at the A10 in Enfield. Now, the M25, this is anti-clockwise. Slow traffic coming into Essex through the Dartford tunnels. Not helped by the earlier accident an hour or so ago, but you're looking at around 45 minutes to 50 minutes there for travel time. And Southend on Sea, A127 Victoria Road, partially blocked inbound B1015 East Street following an accident involving two vehicles. So the traffic's really slow moving there. Now, South Bend Fleet, slow traffic on the A13, London bound, eastbound between Sadler's Farm Interchange and the High Road at Tarports. And Abilla Ricky, slow moving traffic on South End Road, A129 northbound between Barleylands Farm and London Road. In Brentwood, slow traffic on Ongar Road, Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road, all towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. Yeah, in every single direction, it's looking tricky there. Right, A120 eastbound, slow moving traffic between Culver Short and Mark's Tay. A12 northbound, slow traffic between Junction 18 and Junction 19. Colchester, slow traffic on Northern Approach and southbound between Via Urbis Romani and Bergholt Road. A127 eastbound, slow traffic between the Rainy Weir and Progress Road and Little Sea. Slow moving traffic on London Road eastbound A13 between Eastwood Road and Southbourne Grove. The rail, yet again today, is not letting us down. No, we've not got any delays there at all from Essex End or London into Essex. But the underground station is closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town on the Tube due to engineering works. The trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly Line westbound at South Ealing due to engineering works. And there's minor delays on the Piccadilly Line eastbound between Uxbridge and Acton Town if you're off out into London. Well, that's it from the travel updates from me.
When ever she speaks,
Now, up in a second, we're going to be playing our single of the week. And it is a charity record with from Arcs and Friends. So that's coming up in a second. But I just want to tell you about a quiz from our friends over at Hopefield Animal Sanctuary. Now, it's a Christmas quiz on Friday the 15th of December. Now, it's £15 per person, teams up to six. Have a holly jolly Christmas quiz. Get your friends and family together and put your thinking caps on as we test your knowledge across a range of topics. To finish the evening, they're going to draw the raffle, complete with festive prizes, and you won't want to miss, right? It's been all their other quizzes are brilliant. I know, because I've hosted one as well. Now, tickets include a jacket potato, and there'll be a range of hot, soft, and alcoholic drinks for sale on the night, as well as loads of delicious treats from Norwegian bakers as well. So, and yes, so as I say, it's on Friday the 15th of December. The only problem is I'm going to be the host. So I'm going to be hosting the quiz. I'm going to be the quiz master again for that night. So it's Friday the 15th of December. And it's for such a wonderful cause. Of course, all the proceeds go to straight to the animal sanctuary there. And you go to hopefields.org.uk to find out for more information. So, yes, that's on Friday the 15th of December, the Christmas quiz night at Hopefield's Animal Sanctuary. Now, here's our track of the week, Arcs, here on Phoenix FM. Featuring Alva Reddy. There's so many people. Soft Lad, who I played earlier. Beth White. I'll have to miss some of them out. There's so many there. But that's Arcs. A-R-X-X. And that is Baby Aha, the charity single. Shake, 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 shake. The ride.
watch me dance, dance the night away. My heart could be burning, but you won't see it on my face. Watch me dance, dance the night away. I'll still keep the party running, I wouldn't get out of place. Lately, I've been moving close to the edge, still be looking my best. I stay on the beat, you can count on me, I ain't missing no steps. Every romance shakes and it bends, don't give a damn. When the night's here, I don't do tears, baby, no chance. I could dance, I could dance, I could dance. Watch me dance, dance the night away. My heart could be burning, but you won't see it on my face. Watch me
cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
If you love country music, make sure to get your weekly dose on Thursday nights by listening to The Night Shift, hosted by me, Madeline, playing all of the latest tracks that country music has to offer each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yep, so that's what's coming up tonight. Yeah, Darren Mutu will be taking over from me from 6 o'clock tonight in about 15 or 16 minutes time as time go. And 7 o'clock, we've got the non-league hour with John Chubb. Now, he's got an hour of news from local non-league football club. But what he's going to be chatting to Rick Prescott, actually, from Clapton Community FC. And that's East London, still the same, really. And there'll also be local match reports from Jack Patmore and our own Andy Gardner as well tonight. So that's all coming up from 7 o'clock. 8 p.m, bumper to bumper, trawl through indie all from the 60s onwards with Gareth Williams. And of course, from 10 o'clock, as you just heard, the brilliant Madeline Christie. Brilliant show. Usually has loads of guests on as well, so that's all music tonight from 10 p.m. 10 p.m. till midnight. And then we start all over again, yep, with Mikey. Now, here's a song from Jamiroquai.
She was from another town. distance, solar system. Try to phone, but they don't list them. So I asked her for a number all the same. She said, step in my transporter so I can teleport you.
After the break, we'll be coming back from one from the 80s, Amazulu. Remember those? Actually, one person in the band actually had the same surname as me. Oh, for the life of me, I can't remember. Let me know, radio@phoenixfm.com, wouldn't you? Right, let's have a listen, though, to guess the intro before we catch up with Amazulu.
Guess the intro.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With 2 bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Just one of the reasons.
And someone who's also here now is too good to be forgotten. It's Darren Mutu. Can we got a better segue, Darren? How you doing?
Too good to be forgotten, but too bad to be remembered.
Well, I didn't say that. Yeah. Anyway, how you doing, Darren? All right.
All right. I'm all right. I'm a lot more relaxed this week than I was this time last week.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I was all right at this point. It wasn't until I'd done the news and was about to start my show and then realised I hadn't loaded anything into my file.
But it all was okay at the end. That's the main thing.
Thank you to my daughter again for saving my life. Because by pure luck, she was just sat on the computer at
really?
Home and managed to get me what I needed. Probably most listeners are going, what is he talking about? But if you're a Phoenix FM presenter listening to this, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that happened. Actually, I was going to play somebody's track and... I couldn't play it on here. And I was just mortified. I had to apologise. Couldn't play it on the day they were listening in. I still triggers me now, to be fair. It's awful, isn't it?
I did that once. There was that advert, probably about this time last year, for Adam Driver running in the water with a horse for some aftershave or something.
Right, yeah.
And it was, I think it was FKA Twigs.
Right.
I thought that's a really good song. So I dug it out. I actually had it in my...
Did you?
File at home, dug it out, played it, and it starts off all nice, like you hear in the advert.
Yeah.
And then it just sends into a load of rude words.
Yes.
Because you don't use words like that, but
no.
You know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I had to quickly cut it off, apologise. Because you've got to do that on this station.
No, of course. Well, any station,
yeah.
No, it is tricky, though. It's very, very difficult sometimes. But people, like, send in all their sort of records and stuff. You're like, oh, hang on. I've got to really listen to this. Because obviously you can't just look online and find the lyrics to independent artists that have just released their music. So,
well, also, guess.
Time. Yes.
Guess.
Have you had a dodgy one? Well, not a dodgy one.
I've had it once where I had someone on the phone who I know very well, but he was talking to me as if we were just having a conversation.
You forget, right? Yeah.
And not on the radio. And he threw in a few F-bombs and things, and I had to stop him.
It's easy done, though, because when you're in an environment like this at the studio as well, because you're such a warm-in fellow, I always feel like we could either be at the bar or a coffee shop just having a drink. So it's
idea.
So... Yeah, we could do
you
that can. Next time. Maybe we should just take this and do an outside broadcast. Wouldn't it be easier, wouldn't it? Yeah. So, yeah, but it's so easy to do that because you just feel so relaxed around other people, don't you? Not that, touch wood, it's never happened here yet on Drive since I've been doing it. So there's always a first time, though, isn't there, really, I suppose.
Listen, and it's now.
Yeah. Anyway, Darren, you, no, listen, what you got coming up tonight?
Got a very busy show again, trying to pack it all into an hour, but I kind of like it like that. It was the Cricket World Cup final last Sunday, and Australia emerged champions, which was against, they didn't read the script because the cup was in India, and there was, in front of a stadium holding 130,000 people.
Whoa. 130,000?
Yeah. Wow. So you can imagine, I mean, like, you think Wembley's big.
Yeah, yeah,
this stadium
yeah.
in America. And they were all Indian fans. It was all basically rigged. I can use that word. It was. it was favoured, let's say. It was favoured to
Really?
The stadium was full of people wearing India shirts. And there was a little handful of those wearing, you know, the yellow
the
Australian
colours.
Shirts.
Yeah.
But, and it was all kind of a procession. India had won every single game going into this.
Yeah.
And then right at the death, Australia nicked it.
Oh, so you think it was a bit of karma then in the end, really, do you?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Fair enough.
So
I do like an honest man.
We'll be looking. But it was really badly done, you know. All fans left. Even the Indian team, when they were doing the presentations, they didn't stick around to shake hands.
Oh, really? Oh, I don't like all
no,
that.
No, no.
Yeah, it's not right.
It's left
it?
A bad taste in a lot of people's mouths. So.
Yeah,
We will be, evening John Chubb, we'll be reviewing the World Cup final and the tournament as a whole. It's all, I mean, it was 6 weeks, it was two, there were so many things wrong with it, we'll be talking about that. I've got someone who has been out there for the whole thing, a chap called Rahul Patil, who was born in India, but he moved down to New Zealand many years ago. So he's got this weird sort of Indian Kiwi accent, which is always quite funny. But anyway, he's been there covering this, so we're going to have a chat with him, and he's got his views on why it happened and various other things about the tournament. There's a lot of news as well. Today, the county championship fixtures came out for next year. There's loads of it. But anyway, just stay tuned. In 5 minutes' time, you'll be getting the whole...
With brilliant music as well. Brilliant.
Yes.
All right, so I was going to play Body Snatchers, but we haven't got time to fit that one in as well, so I'm going to leave you with the guest, the intro for today, which was the Style Council Shout to the Top. Alison, thank you so much for joining in. Huge shout, as always, to our drive guru, Michelle Spencer. And stick around for Darren. Always good to listen in to Darren and lovely music. I'll catch you soon. Bye.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.